97.9, 105.5, Kiss FM, Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. Shawn, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great today. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for the time. I appreciate you getting up early for us this morning. It's a big week for you, bro. Induction into the WWE Hall of Fame. When you started doing the local stuff, you know, doing the thing with Marty, doing the independents and finally breaking in, did you ever think you'd end up like in a Hall of Fame at all?
No, I tell you, that's one of the things that I've had the opportunity to do in the last year. You know, you sit back and you look at your entire career and you can't help but to think, you know, I can't anyway, the day that I was 19 and all success meant to me was, you know, getting a chance to wrestle down at the old Junction here in San Antonio and wrestle in front of 25 people. And, you fast forward 26 years later and, you know, you're looking back on a body of work that you never thought was possible. And, you know, and now the Hall of Fame. And, it gets a little, you know, you know, you do your best to handle it with composure and class and, you know, and trying to look somewhat dignified. But
you're going to cry.
Still that 19... What's that?
You're going to cry.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. But there's still that 19-year-old kid who's like, holy cow, man, this is... awesome.
WWE Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels, obviously WrestleMania 27 on pay-per-view this Sunday. Night before is the induction ceremony. Obviously you're the showstopper, you're the headliner of the class, but a pretty solid induction class for the Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that obviously I like about it, I mean, you know, we've got some guys that I just, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed, which was, you know, Bullet Bob Armstrong and Abdullah the Butcher. And then, of course, you've got the, you know, the original diva herself. Sonny's getting inducted, which I think is a great honor, for her. And, you know, and obviously, you know, we've got Hacksaw Jim Duggan, all people that I not only watched, but I also got to share a locker room with. And that's barring, some more people getting in, and obviously it's exciting, and I'm thrilled to be a part of it. Obviously,
absolutely. Now, the induction ceremony is the night before WrestleMania, but it'll actually show on USA before Raw on Monday, 1 week from today. So definitely check that out before Raw, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. So again, we're talking to WWE Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels. I was watching the DVD, The Greatest WWE Superstars of All Time, and by your peers, you were voted number one. When did you?
Yeah, well, that's not too shabby.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't suck.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, and again, the thing that I enjoy most about it, and I understand, heck, all those things are always subjective, but this was one that was, you know, by your peers.
Yeah, this is from the boys.
Yeah, and that's obviously a huge compliment. But I mean, that was, you know, everybody that ever worked with me in the ring. I mean, whether I was demanding or not, I mean, that's I appreciate that they all understood how important that was to me, and I'm. I just enjoyed being out there with all those different individuals and trying to create something, you know, that was going to stand the test of time. I mean, I can't speak enough, and there aren't enough words for me to describe, you know, just how much I enjoyed being in that ring and just getting out there and creating. And I had the opportunity to do it with just some of the best guys ever. And, as I say, you know, now that I've got the chance to step away and look at all that, you know, you really realize, man, that, you know, pretty darn fortunate, man. I got to be a part of so many special moments and changes in our industry, and I'm very proud of that.
Absolutely. WWE Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid, Mr. WrestleMania. You've had a year off now. What have you been doing with your time, man? You've been sleeping in? How have you been keeping busy?
Well, I mean, I can tell you, one of the things that is nice is, you know, it's having the luxury of setting your alarm or not. And that's obviously, a nice plus. But, you know what? Learning to slow down. I mean, obviously, that's one of the biggest things I've done. I mean, spending time with my family has been, you know, at the forefront of all of it. And, you know, just spending time with my kids. But obviously, you know, the biggest thing is trying to adjust to, you know, a somewhat normal lifestyle. And that's something that, you know, it sounds sort of funny, but it's an adjustment. You know, learning to slow down is an adjustment. You know, learning to, that's one of the things I've, you know, figured out how to do. It's what I'm doing with you right now, is just sitting out on my porch and, you know, talking on the phone and enjoying the morning. And that's, as silly as that sounds, it's a nice thing to do. I love being outside. I love anything in the outdoors, man, is my cup of tea. And after being holed up, you know, in arenas and hotel rooms for the majority of my life, any day outside is a good day.
So is the wife sick of you being home yet?
No, strangely enough, nobody is. I mean, I'm fortunate that, that I got a family that for whatever reason, likes being around me. And heaven knows I like being around them. And, so far, so good. Nobody's looking to kick me out the door and, tell me to get on the road. So that's a good thing.
WWE Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania, of course, happening this Sunday on pay-per-view. Make sure you check that out. One quick memory. You did a show at the Utica Auditorium when I was a kid. I was the popcorn boy, and I got there early because I'm a big WWE guy. And you were playing catch with a football with Gold Dust. This was before they let anybody in. You guys just kind of got in there, just kind of fooling around. And you actually threw me the football once. And I was like, oh my God, I just got thrown the football from Shawn Michaels. So, Shawn, as a little kid, the little kid in me saying, thank you for throwing me the football.
I appreciate it. I'm glad there's a good memory. I've made some mistakes along the way. I haven't been taking everybody along the way. I'm glad you called me on a good day. And obviously, throwing the football, anytime I'm doing something fairly normal, I was always enjoying myself. And Goldust and I are old Dallas Cowboy fans, so we tried to get as much normalcy as we could when we had the opportunity.
Absolutely. Shawn, before you go, last thing, quick six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
All right.
All right, here we go. WWE Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels. Three shows that are on your DVR right now.
The O'Reilly Factor, Franklin, and Phineas and Ferb.
Favorite toy as a child?
Would have to be my superhero action figures.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Ooh, Casting Crowns, The Altar in the Door.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
The top part, the breast.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Now probably my crossbow or my bow.
And finally, who's got it on Sunday, Triple H or Taker?
Holy cow. Oh, I don't know.
WWE.
It's tough.
WWE Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 27, this Sunday on pay-per-view. For details, hit WWE.com. Shawn, thank you for the career, thank you for the memories, and thank you for throwing me the football, my friend.
Oh, my pleasure, man. Thank you so much for having me.
WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. Be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.